재미와 지식의 오디오 라이프. 팟빵! 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간이죠. Headline Korean. Keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea as we talk about more 간섭. How long was your vacation this year? 이번 해 여러분의 휴가는 며칠 정도였나요? 코로나 때문에 많은 분들을 못 갈 수도 있을 것 같은데요. 오늘의 제목이 이렇습니다. 휴가 눈치 보기 감소, 소진율 72.4%, 휴가 촉진제 32.4% 도입이라고 적혀 있는데요. Decreased influence of social pressure in taking vacations by 72.4%. And 32.4% of businesses introduce the vacation promotion. Now, this is basically promoting vacations, just as it is, hoping that people would use their days in taking a break from work. So let's break down this article. 휴가라는 단어는 vacation이죠. It means to take a break, take a vacation. I'm not really meaning to travel. 그게 여행이라는 단어인데요. More, I guess, appropriate would be vacation, 휴가, a break. So 영어, 여름, 방학 같은 경우도 있는데요. That's taking a break from school. 눈치. Here's a fun word that is very cultural. I don't think there is a specific definition in English. It's basically reading the atmosphere, reading the air, noticing other people's reaction, their mind based on the situation. It's a type of social cue and social pressure even. So it says that 휴가 눈치 보고 감소이라고 적혀 있는데요. Decreased influence of social pressure when it comes to taking vacations. So 눈치 보다라는 뜻은 to look for social cues, trying to figure out if the situation is okay or not okay. 그게 감소가 되는 거죠. It is decreasing, which is good news. And exhaustion, 소진이라고 하는 단어인데요. 축진 means to promote. So a report showed last year that the actual percentage of Korean workers spent on vacation days, or noticeably called exhaustion rate, rose slightly from the previous year to 72.4%. So the number of days off for Korean workers in 2019 was only 10.9 days, which is an increase, actually, of one day compared to 9.9 days in 2018. Can you imagine working 355 days? 열흘밖에 휴가가 안 내는 게 좀 대단한 것 같은데요. The reasons for not being able to have days off were, well, they want to get paid. They want to receive the money for the days that they did not use the vacation, which is 21% of the people. Another reason is shortage of workers, which is 15%. An excessive workload. 일거리가 너무 많아가지고. So the other hand, the social atmosphere kind of emphasizes work-life balance. 한글로는 워라벨이라고 하죠, 줄임말로. This is spreading in the number of people who do not use vacations because of their boss, which is 5%, or the organization's atmosphere, the 분위기가 3%인데요. 그게 소진했다고 합니다, or 감소했다고 합니다. It has decreased. And so businesses have started to implement the vacation use promotion system. 휴가 사용 촉진제. They implemented this, and it increased to 32%, up from 12% in 2018. And their annual exhaustion rate of vacation days was 80%, which is 8% higher than the annual leave exhaustion rate of all workers. Seems like many people do need to go on a break. 참 많은 사람들이 휴가가 필요하긴 한데, 또 어떤 이유로 그냥 일하게 되는 것 같아요. 뭐 돈이 더 필요하는지, 페이를 받고 싶은지, 아니면 분위기가 좀 그럴만한 분위기가 아니기 때문에 눈치를 보고 그냥 아래 모르겠다 그냥 일하고 있는 사람들도 굉장히 많은 것 같은데요. We're getting a message in 1752 says, 많은 간섭이 있죠. 그러나 진정한 간섭의 시작은 결혼. 빨래는 이렇게 해라, 말릴 때는 이렇게 해라. 특히 옷 입을 때는 여보, 지금 패션 극혐 갈아입어. 전 속으로 아니, 여보랑 연애할 때도 이렇게 입었거든. 콩깍지 벗겨졌다고 티 내냐? 그렇게 문자를 보냈는데요. 그 외에도 요리할 때 이렇게 해라, 옷 정리 이렇게 해라. 아니, 좀 나의 삶의 방식도 존중해달라. 그렇게 보내주셨네요. 왜 맨날 나만 간섭 당하나. 이제부터 저도 간섭 시작하겠습니다. Yes, sometimes it's a one-way street, isn't it? 그래도 힘내라고 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. I'm sure many people don't really enjoy 간섭 받는 거, 그쵸? Well, in any case, we'll give you guys a vacation in a vacation. Nelly Furtado 노래 듣고 다시 오겠습니다. Vacación, vacation.